The New York Times asked me to write a piece about being in the city and doing something new. So I was up in the Upper West Side and was going to learn to ride a horse in Central Park, but someone else had done that. So I was looking around for something. I was going to try and maybe learn how to cook Vietnamese food, I mean something. Yeah. And then I saw a sign up saying that they were starting a choir in St. Gregory's Church and that you didn't need any experience. So I signed up, and every Friday, when everyone else in New York was having fun, I was at choir practice. And when I did the audition, you know, I did the audition as a tenor, and she said, no, stop that tenoring. You're a bass. So I was very interested in that, because that was what the tenor is huge. And,
you know, she made me go down in this tone, and I
realized she needed a bass.
But I went right down like that, and it's a
completely different way of thinking being a bass, if you haven't been a bass before. And I was listening a lot to an American singer called Lorraine Huntley Bissell. And she died a few years ago. She died quite young. She made two great recordings, one of Bach and one of Handel. And also songs her husband wrote for her. But early on, you see her as a soprano. She's Lorraine Hunt, soprano. But then she becomes a mezzo. So I'm sort of fascinated with the idea of a woman in her 40s suddenly realizing that the true voice was deeper and becoming a mezzo. It was an interesting idea, and it was an image came to my head of somebody doing an audition and someone playing the piano and someone just saying to her, can you go down an octave and can you see what you could do with it? So you're a mezzo, you know, you're almost contralto, you're not a soprano. And some, anyway, that's just an image in my head.